Keith, your side couldn't have given any more out there, but when your luck's not in, your luck's not in.
Yeah, I don't believe in luck, per se, but we're going through some bad luck. We're getting some bad luck. So I do know, I thought a performance merited a victory, never mind a draw. You know, I would have been disappointed with a draw, so come away with a loss. Like, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to make sense of what's happened tonight. I thought we were excellent. I thought the players were, but they're very dejected at the minute. They know themselves they played well tonight, and we've lost the game. You could argue that it was a superb strike, you know, but I do believe that the opposition rode their luck a little bit, and we were a better side in every department.
Going into stoppage time at 1-1, you'd have taken a point at that point, wouldn't you?
I would have been disappointed with a point, but I would have taken it 100%. You know, you've got to value the point. And it's one of those games where I don't think we can do much more, you know, to be perfectly honest with you. So I'm pretty pleased with the players' performance, their attitude, their application. And, you know, it gives me great encouragement, like I've been saying for quite a while now. You know, we've got players who will be coming back to fitness. Cameraman played tonight, 90 minutes. And again, he's had one training day, so well done, Dale. We had a balanced side today about us. One or two players were playing with fatigue, but they've got through it, which is brilliant to know. But we might have picked up another injury through Joe Rafferty. So, like I said, I had quite a young bench, excluding Peter Vincenzi. And Saturday we'll probably have Matty Lund back, and obviously Donald McDermott. So there's a little bit of an advantage, a swing in our direction coming, you know, over the next 11 games. Joel Bunny should be fit for taking part maybe Tuesday stroke the Saturday after, I'm not too sure. So we'll just see, but I was really pleased with the players, and I'm pleased with the structure of the football club as we look forward into the future.
I know you don't like to single players out, but up there a lot of eyes were at Nathaniel Mendes-Lang's performance tonight, because he terrified Scunthorpe at times.
He was brilliant. Good save, first half. Excellent save. I just thought he was good. I can't believe we haven't won the game. I'm just a little bit shell-shocked, never mind lost it. I'm just trying to forget it and think where we are, and be proud of what we've done tonight. We played very well tonight and lost the game.
Moving on to Gillingham, do you take the positives from tonight into that game?
That's all we can do. You know, if you ever doubt what it is you're doing, you've got to look back over what you've previously done. You've got to realise how far you've come as an individual, as a football club, as a squad of players. And that's what I've been doing recently. And the work that we've done at this football club has been tremendous in securing and making sure that we're a League One club. And we've got to keep doing that, and we've got to keep progressing at our rate. We can't go at the supersonic rate of football. We're making massive strides. I've just been speaking with the chairman about the strides we're making and the plans that we've got for the next 5 years. And they'll continue, and we're a production line. And I take a lot of encouragement going into every game. Sometimes, you know, life's difficult, football's difficult, but it's not insurmountable, a football match, you know, and that's the attitude that we're going to go into Saturday. I'm encouraged by the players that we've got, and we're looking forward to the game at the weekend. It's at home, and we need a bit of rest, though, as well.
In the opening seven games, it sort of reminds you a little bit of this run, but your performances were very good, but you just weren't getting the results. Is it one of them that if you get a win, you might be able to push on?
I don't know.
Go from there?
I don't know. I can look into the future only as a dream. But in reality is, we're playing well and losing. It's not a good combination, and we have to stop the losing. We have to continue playing well, gives you encouragement, but we have to stop the losing. And that comes down probably now to a mentality, you know, rather than ability.
You named three very young players on the bench tonight. It could be the same on Saturday because there's more injuries.
Well, maybe a few more injuries, but we've got, like I said, Matty Lund back for a game, and we've got Donald McDermott back. So, you know, they'll be involved at the weekend. There's no question about that.
Ollie Rathbone took a bit of a crunching challenge on him. Was that why he came off, or was it part of the plan?
It was part of the plan. He started coming deep, too close towards the ball when I had Jamie and Camps, who I want on the ball. And it was allowing them to, you know, stabilise in the centre of the pitch, and I didn't want that. That's why I changed him, put Endo, you know, a little bit deeper, put Calvin through the middle and brought Peter Vincenzi on. So it was effective, it worked. You know, we should have got something from the game, but we didn't.